Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Daily Pop. We're talking babies, strippers, and some serious shade. But first, we have to discuss the big breaking news this morning.
Let's
coming out
it.
Of Olympic Village. Simone Biles dropped out of the gymnastics team competition. Now, early reports say it was due to a medical issue and not an injury. And just moments ago, Simone said, physically, I feel good. Emotionally, that kind of varies.
Oof. That's tough, huh?
It's really tough.
That's really tough. But I have to say, I feel like I thought about it all this morning. I'm really proud of her. It takes a really strong individual to say, you know what, guys? I'm not feeling up to it. I'm not feeling like my 100%. I feel like it's better for me to step away than potentially push myself at this point. And I don't know, maybe physically hurt myself even more without, you know what I mean, if she has another bad landing. I just feel like it was the responsible thing to do for her to take care of her human first before her gymnastic self.
Yeah, because when she did the vault, as she was flipping, you could tell. It was like she didn't know where she was going.
She totally fumbled that, and that's so not like her, and that's not what we've seen from her, and I think that probably really jolted her, and she was like, whoa.
But she did tell us in that Instagram a couple of days before that she's feeling pressure.
Right.
And the weight of the world. And she's done reports saying that she wishes that, she said she couldn't wait until the Tokyo Olympics was over.
Yikes.
Because she felt so much pressure.
So much pressure, and we don't realize how much pressure she's been under.
Which, I mean, I can't even imagine that. I mean, we spoke about it a little bit yesterday. I couldn't imagine being under that much pressure.
For sure. We were on a phone call with a friend this morning, and she mentioned to us, like, oh, bummer, they won silver. And I thought to myself, this is why this woman has so much pressure. The fact that they won a gold, I don't care if I just got to put one toe into the Olympic pool. That is a win for me.
Well,
if you're standing on that podium, whether it's gold, whether it's platinum, whether it's a silver.
But these Olympians, and I mean, I know you've done a lot of reporting on this, so I don't want to take your spot, but I feel like these people are not trained that way. They are trained to be champions and athletes and to be the top performing people on the planet Earth. So I think for Simone and for the people that have worked so hard to get there, like, silver to them, unfortunately, I know that it's an accomplishment in itself, but it's not what they want. They didn't go there for that.
By the way, in the interview after the floor exercise, after the team won silver, they are ecstatic about the silver. They are excited that they picked up a silver as a team. It's the people at home who couldn't make their asses get to the Olympics who are pissed off that they got silver.
And the thing is, because she did pull out, that's the reason why they were able to get the silver. That's how smart she was. She was still cheering them on. Mm-hmm. She was getting chalk for them. She was being a team player.
Right.
But I think she made the best decision, not only for her team, but also for her.
For her.
I mean, last night, Naomi Osaka, she lost her match, so she's out. You know, people have to remember there's a reason why the Olympics are every 4 years, because you have to do training, you have to mentally be there.
Yep.
Physical and mental. Mental is just as important as physical.
If not more. If not more.
Exactly.
Important.
So, good job. She still has the individuals. We'll see what happens.
Right.
You know, but for the team, we got a silver. That's it.
Good. And good for her taking care of herself and taking a second.
I want to call out a reporter at CNN.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Because I read something this morning, and it was talking about Simone Biles, and the quote the person used, and I'm not going to call them out personally, was, she bailed on her vault.
Uh-huh.
Bailed.
Yeah.
Like, what you bail on a check. You bail on a bad date. Like, we're talking about somebody who exited because of mental health issues.
Absolutely.
And emotional issues. We can't use negative words like, oh, she bailed on her vault.
That's why this woman is in this position to begin with.
It's so much pressure.
That is, you know, it's like, it's moments like this. Like, you can't just show a little bit of compassion. You can't vault for whoever wrote
this.
Yes! So don't worry about
her. You can't even bail on
Don't worry about her vaults. You know what I mean? She had a bad landing. I'm sure it shocked her a little bit because we're so used to seeing perfection from her. And she wants a second. Like, that is so...
And that's why I'm proud, because there were a lot of people, especially online, they're not going to allow this. We are protecting Simone Biles at all costs. We are protecting our USA team at all costs. Whether they win or lose, first, second, third, don't place at all. You know, for them to do what they're doing, they're representing our country. And you got to remember, y'all forget, we done been through a pandemic. We've had isolations. We've had all kind of deaths.
Amen.
You know, not to get so serious, but it's like that affects your mental too.
Absolutely.
As well.
To a degree that I don't even think we all necessarily realize. I think
that's
because some of it, we've all had different experiences through the pandemic. Some have had more positive experiences than others. But I mean, even me, who I can genuinely say, knock on wood, I had a pretty okay pandemic. I was very fortunate and blessed, and I had a baby. But even looking back at being at work, like, I see the different effects of how it's caused me to have different
100%
difficulties mentally.
Yeah.
It was a lot on everybody. So that was
a good agree point. With you. We got silver for the team.
Yep.
It's okay sometimes to come in silver. It's fine.
And like I tell my friend, you know, before you talk about that silver, let me see your gold. On a more serious note, Ben Affleck may not like this next story. He also may want to call a water taxi because his girl J-Lo was busted calling him out 5 years ago. Here's what she told Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live.
What is your honest opinion of Ben Affleck's Phoenix back tattoo? There's the tattoo.
It's awful.
It's awful. It's not attractive.
I would tell him, like, right. What are you doing?
That's
what,
right.
It has too many colors. His tattoos always have too many colors.
They always have too many colors.
Yes. They shouldn't be so colorful.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They should be, like, cooler.
Damn good there, huh?
By the way.
Damn.
That was 5 years ago. And she looks better now.
She looks better now. And I was wondering, because all the photos of them on the boat, his shirt is on.
Yeah.
She was like, don't take that shirt off. I do not want to stare at this back tattoo for $1 million a week.
She's 100% correct. It is awful. You cannot have any other opinion aside from the fact that it is awful. And she's completely right with calling out the fact that it has too many colors. It's awful.
It is terrible.
Such a weird move he did that. I have no clue why.
He was going through it.
I love that she just called him out, too. And you know she told him.
Of course. She said,
like, I'm not going to tell him. No, she told him. She looked at it.
But
and
Lonnie,
she's like, mm-mm.
Let's be real. If Ben Affleck was 5'9", she would not be dating his ass.
No.
That man is 6'4". And when you're tall, you can get away with a lot of shit.
Oh, my God. You get away with everything. Is he that tall?
Oh, my God. He's like the Undertaker, girl. But that hand is so big.
Really?
Ooh, he can choke a bee.
He like that.
No, for sure.
He looks good there.
It's because he is a tall man with a good FICO. She is letting his ass slide.
Of course.
That's why NBA players get to, like, cheat, impregnate, run around town. Oh. It's because they're tall.
You think so?
Tall men can get away with anything.
Really?
Because how often...
I thought it was the money.
How often...
No. Because you... Look, I know some tall brokers, too, that get away with a lot of shit.
Also, how many... you don't usually see a lot of tall men walking around.
Which is why they get away with a lot.
It's true. I agree with you 100%. I stand with you on this.
And I don't mind. Look, I'll take a short man. Get him a stool.
I'll take Kevin Hart.
I'll take Kevin Connolly.
Okay.
All the Kevins are short.
They are.
Kevin Jonas is not that short.
No, Kevin Jonas is not that short.
I look at the top of his head.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see over the top. But I'm a big girl. I've been big since kindergarten, so it doesn't matter.
Harry and Meghan's daughter, Lily Bett, was just named 8th in line for the throne, but the timing is a little suspect. The palace waited almost 2 months after Lily was born to add her to their online list. Buckingham Palace released a statement saying their website gets updated periodically, and the update happened today. But where it gets a little fishy is that this all happened right after the palace was called out by the Sun for not putting little Lily on the list yet.
Okay.
What?
Is this a coincidence? They have an IT problem?
No. First of all, okay, everyone comes for me about this royal stuff, and it is very hard to follow. But I do think the royal family has started to bend a lot of their protocols post Meghan and Harry leaving to, like, enjoy their personal life. Yes. It's very public. Anyway, all the tweets are coming in. And correct me if I'm wrong, everyone, but okay. I do believe I'm under the understanding that Lilibet and Archie, because they are not, their parents are no longer operating as formal royals, they should not be in line for succession at all. So I think that what happened, but I do think the palace is very strongly trying to walk that PR line. Their hands are more tied with the situation. They know the storm that caused after that interview, and they don't want to be caught in a position where they look like they're doing the wrong or unjust or unfamily thing.
That is two parts. One about, let's go back to the website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe that first of all, I don't update my damn website, so I believe it. And I also believe it because when Prince Philip died, it took them like 2 weeks. He was still on there as living.
Yes.
So I believe that they just, it's a website, y'all. Come on. Okay?
But I feel like they're so big. They're so on that.
Prince Philip was in the ground for 2.5 yeah. weeks before they updated it. I will say, though, whatever it may be, you know, in America, we do this too. We don't apologize until we get called out. We don't step away from a job until somebody asks us to. So we are in a reactionary society. I will say, though.
That's true.
If the royal family has been saying since the dawn of time that they were chosen by God and it's in their bloodline, yeah. and this is God's chosen okay. way because of the bloodline, uh-huh. Lily Blatt's little caramel ass is in your bloodline,
well, yeah,
so she should be yeah. part of
no,
the succession.
I don't think they're discounting them for any other reason other than the fact that their parents are not royals any longer.
But
they're not considered royal. They have titles.
Bloodline.
Yeah, you're talking about it's still in the bloodline, so it still matters.
Yeah.
And you're saying they're not raised as royals.
Right.
So they may not know all the protocols.
Right. And I think that goes back to the dawn of time. I think they're so specific. I mean, even the line of everything is weird how they do it anyway. How it's like the dad, then the first
child,
son.
Child, she ate. Ain't nothing going to happen.
Yeah,
you never know.
Right.
I mean, look at Anne Hathaway in The Princess Diaries. She had to go back to Shinobia. She had to go back to Shinobia because everybody, she was next in line.
Was it Shinobia?
It was
Please
Shinobia.
Because this is a movie.
I can't find my words.
Seven people in front of that baby. Ain't nothing gonna happen to Prince George and then Charlotte.
No.
And then,
George is
coming
in hot.
Have you watched House of Cards?
They're not, well.
Hollywood.
Have you watched House of Cards?
I look good today. Look at me in my face.
You do. Pink. Uh-huh.
Have you heard of Watergate?
Watergate.
Coming up, we're hanging with Hoda Kotb. We're talking Olympics adoption. And did she ever call J-Lo after that uncomfortable interview? She's answering it all next.
Next!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, what's it really like to cover an Olympics live in Tokyo? I talked to Hoda right before she left to get all the scoop. Plus, she told me if she ever called J-Lo after that recent interview.
Ooh.
Watch this.
You don't have to ask.
Now, I gotta ask you because I've been wondering if you picked up the phone and called J-Lo like she told you to call her, and what did she say?
I did not call J-Lo for the follow-up phone call.
Are we happier? It's me you're talking to, you know that?
I know, you can call me. You have my number.
When she wants to tell me about it, she'll tell me about it. I mean, clearly they're not hiding. Clearly yes. there's happiness. You know, I mean, I'm all about happiness. And so I didn't make the phone call.
I think she doesn't want to jinx it.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
But y'all enjoy these photos of me and my hot man.
They're so cute. I'm sorry. They're so cute. And I know a lot of people are rooting for them.
You're covering my favorite time of year, the Olympics. Are you so excited?
These guys are about to experience like the moment of a lifetime. And Justin, there's nothing that that just like revs my engine as much as the Olympic Games. If you can get a medal at these Olympics,
right?
Like these Olympic Games, right? COVID, and your fans aren't there and your family's
the
not there and you're by yourself. I mean, if you can get a medal, you deserve the medal and then some.
100%, but you left one factor out. And it's, if you can get a medal after sleeping on those cardboard beds, you deserve every single thing. Are you ready to put those beds to the test?
Well, wait a minute. I've been watching people jump on those beds. They seem durable. Okay, I've been watching athletes test them out. I would just advise no one to have a cold drink in their bed because nothing's worse than soggy cardboard. Okay?
Nothing.
So you do have to be, you have to be careful.
I want to talk about your family because they're such beautiful kids. You enjoy having the best time. And you talked about adopting a third baby. How is that process going?
You know what's funny about life and that process is I always said to Joel, like, we have enough room in our hearts, enough room in our home, enough room in our lives. And more than that, it's like there's also a need on the other side. And if you have more to give, you should give it. We've just been patient. They told us to wait wisely. So we wait. And again, it's like out of our hands. I feel like there's, you know, there's God's plan. If it's going to happen, we're ready. Arms open.
Is Joel dying for a baby boy?
You know what? He always says he doesn't care, which is probably the magic of Joel.
I think you would be a fun boy mom. Like, you would be sports mom. You'd be Capri Suns. You'd be healthy snacks to everybody.
Capri Suns. I love a frozen Capri Sun when you flip the top off. And you know what? I think it would be fun. I've never changed a boy diaper. It'll be a challenge, but I would be excited. Just duck and cover. She says that's all you do.
It's so interesting because I am going to be an adopter. I think about it all the time. And a lot of times when women get pregnant and they have, you know, children already, look at mommy's tummy, there's a baby coming. You kind of sort of have this physical representation of how to get your older kids ready for a sibling. But when you're adopting children, how do you do that with your two girls?
What I said to Haley when we were waiting for Hope, we said, well, we might be having another baby soon. And she's like, when? And she was very young, so she understood, you know, she said, is she in your heart too? Because I told her that, you know, Haley, you didn't come from my tummy, you came from my heart. So she asked if Hope was in my heart too. I said, yes, Hope's in my heart too. But I think a family's a family. And Justin, when you have yours, and I say when, because I know it will be and it'll be beautiful.
Say it.
Yeah, it doesn't, families come in all kinds of beautiful packages. I can't wait till we can have a play date.
Oh, man, save all your baby clothes for me because I'm gonna be knocking on your door.
Can I say that you looked really nice in that interview? You look better today though because you shaved.
Thank you, Lonnie.
You look really good. If you put a side by side, he's like, wow, he looks really.
Thank you.
He's scrambling side by side.
Lonnie, you can come here anytime you want. Say something nice about me.
No, I do. I always say you look good. I always compliment your outfits when you come out.
No, say it on live TV.
I think you look really good.
Remember to catch all the Olympics coverage on NBC. And now we have to talk about some teenagers kicking some major butt in Tokyo, like 17-year-old GOAT Lydia Jacoby.
Yes.
When she won gold in the women's 100-meter breaststroke, her hometown of Alaska went nuts at their viewing party. And how great is this? Her pink goggles were given to her by a former Olympian swimmer, Jessica Hardy.
Oh.
And she wore them in the pool.
What I love about the swimming competitions is that you don't know if you win. Like, you don't, it's not like gymnastics where, like, you know if you've hit the landing or like you did ice skating and you killed. Like, she did not know. So to turn around and look up and be surprised by that, like, that's unbelievable.
Oh my God.
That's very happy.
Yeah, because the favorite, she came in second. And it was funny because people were online because when Lydia won, she did her gold medal interview. And the second place girl, King, she was like trying to like get into her interview. And everybody was like, get out of her interview.
Yeah.
This is her.
Get out of here. Let me stiff arm your ass.
Good for her. Yeah, that's King hugging her. Because they didn't know. And then you see how they're looking? And it's like, oh.
They had no clue.
They
were acting like Steve Harvey was like making the announcement. Like, they didn't know what was happening.
Poor Steve Harvey. He's never living that down, is he?
Nope. I got to ask you, what were you guys doing at 13?
Morgan, don't say it.
Yeah, I'm not.
I bet it was not kicking ass at the Olympics like these two breakout stars. Japan's Momiji Nishiya took the gold at the skateboarding women's street final.
Yes.
And the bronze medal went to Raisha Leal of Brazil.
You better pronounce that.
By the way,
name.
You are doing so. You just killed those names.
Now watch me mess up shout out.
No, you're not going to. It's always that way.
It's always that way.
That's like going for the gold, pronouncing those names for you.
You know what? I take my job seriously.
You do. You do a really good job. I had to host the show for 3 days when you were gone. I could barely speak.
You remember when they wouldn't let me sit in the seat?
Oh, yeah. First,
they would like, they would helicopter somebody in so I wouldn't sit in the seat.
You know what? My favorite is when we had to switch blocks.
Sorry, guys. That was hilarious.
I really love this show.
You've done a great job. You really
and
have.
And we want to shout out those babies. They're doing it. But skateboarding, because, you know, our old asses can't get on no skateboard.
Girl.
Skateboarding is very hard. And if you have not watched Betty, you have to watch Betty. It's all about women skateboarding. It's, like, the cutest show, and it's I feel like it's a big thing.
Oh, my God. You guys, watch Betty. Watch the Olympics. Yeah. And if my ass got on a skateboard, Blue Cross Blue Show would be calling my ass like nobody's business. Up next, what the guys told us backstage at The Bachelorette, Men Tell All. Plus, one of my favorite bachelors, Ben Higgins, is here. His fine ass is giving us an update on his life now, and he's breaking down all the drama.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. It's time for today's Hollywood Minute. Britney Spears and her lawyer just filed a motion to officially remove her dad as conservator, and they nominated a certified public accountant to replace him. The petition includes statements from Britney's mom and co-conservator Jodie Montgomery, who say replacing Jamie Spears is essential for Britney's mental health. Reps for Jamie have not commented on the petition, and he has denied all allegations of wrongdoing. And Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner spent the pandemic fighting over toys. Joe told the Wall Street Journal they started building Legos together as a hobby, but they kept arguing because he would get distracted and wander off to play video games. He says eventually they figured out a system where Sophie built the Legos and he provided moral support and made cocktails. And like sands through the hourglass, Days of Our Lives is expanding to Peacock. NBCU just ordered a 5-episode limited series called Days of Our Lives Beyond Salem. The show will include characters from across the soap's over 55-year run, including Beverly Hills housewife Lisa Rinna. And that is your Hollywood Minute. Guys, what was your reaction to that when you heard that?
I'm like, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll take Lisa Rinna any way I can.
I love it. I love Days of Our Lives. I got an hourglass just so I could, you know.
Do it.
Flip it.
Oh, my God. Well, I got to ask you guys this, because the Real Housewives of New York took a break from the daily grind to get grinded on. Check out this exclusive peek at Sonia and Ramona's birthday party from tonight's episode. Ooh.
Just loosen up, it's Ramona. Come on.
Go to Leah.
Go to Leah. Go to Leah.
Go to Leah.
You know what? Do double. Do double with Sonia.
Oh, God.
Hey, don't forget about us over here, okay?
Take it down, girl.
Check this out.
Oh, my God. Amazing. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you.
I can look at a male stripper, but I don't want him giving me a lap dance. I don't want their body close to my body. I can admire you from afar. That's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Ramona or are you a Leah when a stripper comes on?
I'm more of a Ramona just because I'm not that into them, but I'm supportive. I'm into it.
Mm.
You know?
I'm a straight up Leah.
You're a Leah.
But
you're
I'm
like,
taking
bring it
jeans off. Who is stripping in jeans?
By the way,
take that off.
That's a rash waiting to happen.
Okay.
And Lonnie, it's always the Ramonas who end up reading the man like a braille book at the end of the day. You know what I mean? It's always the ones who are like, ooh, I'm not. You know, I'll support it. Meanwhile, cameras go off and you go on there with Bolo.
It's so true. A braille book. What did he just say?
I'm also the type, when I go to a strip club, I'm not into women, but I like the art of stripping.
Right.
So I'm when I go to women, a strip club, I'm not, yeah. I go to a strip club and I'll get some ones, and if I know somebody's not making money or like people haven't started, like I'll just make it rain right on her.
You're the sweet stripper supporter.
Yes.
You'll be giving the tree monsters ones.
Yes. And then order them chicken fingers after.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, you're right.
Stick around. We're here with Bachelor Ben Higgins when we come back.
Maybe.
A surprise makeout session, mistaken identity,
yes,
and a proposal. No, I'm not talking about Lifetime. I'm talking about last night's Bachelorette Men Tell All. It got all kinds of crazy, and Katie and her exes are telling us all about it.
Ooh.
Where's all your ex-boyfriends? How's that feel right now?
They look so good.
Going into the night, I was so nervous. I don't know why.
It's been a while since I've seen her. She looks great.
Going into the night, I really wasn't sure what to expect.
I'm always going to be in your corner. Thank you.
Mm, thanks, Thomas.
Now that it's done, I just feel kind of like this weight has been lifted. I've gotten that closure that I was looking for, and it just means I'm one step closer to the finale airing.
Speaking of the finale, does Katie find the one?
I mean, I definitely found love this season. I think that's very obvious with the men that I've gone through this with. If I found the love, I will have to find out still.
Okay, fine. Play coy. Back to the Men Tell All, we got Connor B making out with somebody in the audience.
I know that you can't be a bad kisser.
I was literally checking you out earlier.
Hopefully she texts me. That was pretty awesome. Very unexpected. I was very flustered, but yeah, it was amazing.
Carl was called out over all the drama he's caused with Katie.
Of course it was Thomas. I didn't have enough concrete evidence to be like, yo, kick this dude out. So that's not the approach I tried to take.
If of course it was Thomas, then how could you have said of course there were multiple guys?
And fans got an intimate look at Caitlin and Jason's proposal.
Is he your wife? Is he your mother of our kids? Forever is forever.
So, when are the Bachelorette co-hosts planning on getting hitched?
We've picked a date, we've picked our location, we've picked a wedding planner, and that's about as far as we've got, which is pretty good, actually,
really
for
good.
Only a couple months engaged.
I mean, there's a difference between Caitlin and I. Yeah. They've been dating for a couple of years, as opposed to Zach and I. We're newly engaged, so we're just having fun right now. Being engaged, a happy couple, all is well.
No, just so y'all know,
yes,
there is a man named Rick over here who, if I get within 3 feet of Lonnie Love, he will tackle my ass and remind me of the COVID protocols. How is Connor swapping spit with somebody in the audience?
Hey, hey.
You know
when
what?
It happens, so, you know.
Trying to get in that audience next time. We got lots to get into, including that kiss with the Bachelorette. So former Bachelor Ben Higgins is here.
Ben!
Welcome to the show, Ben.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
I got to ask you, you know, Michael A., he left the show on his own because of his son. Do you think they would have ended up together if he would have stayed?
I do. I mean, I think at this point, it was I don't know who else is around that she's going to end up with. We've heard, you know, the Greg thing. We've seen teasers that it's not going to go well. So I do. I think he was the one if he was around.
But, wow. But you know, The Bachelor loves a good twist. You know, they love to bring somebody back. Would they ever do it?
Well, I mean, at the end of all of this, if it doesn't end in that one true love that she was talking about, I think they're going to try. I mean, that's what's made this show special is an engagement at the end. If there's no engagement, then I think they would try anything to get something to happen.
100%. Exactly. And you know, Ben, hometowns are next week. You've been in Katie's shoes. What's the most stressful part of meeting the families?
Well, I mean, for me, you ask every father if you can get the permission to ask their daughter to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
That's really awkward when you have to do it 4 times in a row. And it's really stressful. And that's it. The other one was these siblings. Siblings get really protective, and they don't love the idea that their sister is dating somebody that's dating four other people also.
Oh, wow.
I got to ask, though. When you were on your final three and you were going to the hometown dates, did you know in your head who you were actually going to ask? Like, was there like an inkling there was a front runner? If the hometowns went well, then I'm definitely asking this girl.
Well, you definitely have. You always try to kind of figure out who you're into most. But it really was the siblings and the family dynamic that like sold it for me. You know, I had at the final two, JoJo and Lauren, and JoJo's family, Lisa's brothers, weren't exactly in favor of the whole idea of it, which made it hard to get to know them. And so, yeah, I guess it played a lot in how I made my final decision.
Can you imagine if you went on the show to find love and you find this like 6'1" hot ass dude with a job and mm-hmm. all of a sudden your baby sister messes it up for you?
I know. I would
be pissed.
But you know, the thing about The Bachelor and The Bachelorette is I think it's a lot of mental, it's a mental stress.
Yes.
And you've mm-hmm. talked about your mental health journey since being on The Bachelor, Ben. You know, what was that like dealing with that?
It's been a roller coaster. I mean, you got to put things into perspective. You could go on for hours about this, but for me, I was from a little town in Indiana. I get thrown on a show, and within 6 months, I'm being talked about, criticized, celebrated, and then dating a bunch of people I've never met before. And then when that show ends, and maybe the fame starts to fade, you start to ask yourself, what was this all for? Like, what does this all mean? And you're not really prepared for it.
How did you get out of it? How did you get out of it, and how are you now?
You know, I'm still in it. It's a beautiful thing. I've talked about it often, where kind of the breaking down leads to breakthroughs, and so I'm still in it. Every day is a day of trying to find gratitude and joy, and contemplating, you know, what life looks like as this new season is upon me, which I'm getting married in November, and I'm super pumped about that.
Yeah,
but that's saying goodbye to this last season of life when I was best known to be The Bachelor.
Let me ask you a question, because you work with ABC and you're close with the network and the Bachelor Nation. How do you feel that the network could better prepare the bachelors and bachelorettes for life after reality
TV? Good question.
Well, you know, I think it's difficult for them. I don't want to make this critical of them, but they have 30 new people twice a year coming through the show. That's a massive undertaking for them to try to help people go through. But that would be one idea, is to give somebody support, because sometimes, even as The Bachelor, as soon as that next person's name to be the lead of the show, it's quiet. And you kind of sit alone and wonder what's next. And I think they can maybe give some backing and support to those who have came through the experience.
Well, good luck on the wedding.
Yeah, and it's invite us. You know, Lonnie and I love a good wedding.
We do.
You're gonna need some black people there. Thank you, Ben. The Bachelorette airs Monday on ABC. Be sure to check out Ben's podcast, Hope Still Wins. It's so good. It comes out every Tuesday. But still ahead, the star who is sharing a play-by-play of their new facelift. But up next, it's the new skincare trend that has women shaving their faces. Morgan is going to take a razor to that mug next.
Dermaplaning is the new skincare trend that's even got the ladies shaving their faces. Here to show us how you can do this beauty treatment safely at home is Dr. Pimple Popper Sandra Lee. Thank you so much for being here. Okay, so first of all, this is all the rage. I have to say, my mother-in-law's obsessed with it.
Yes.
You need to tell us, is it good for the skin?
Yes, it is very good for the skin. It's essentially dry shaving your skin, you know? It's taking a straight scalpel, a blade, and putting on the skin. But I'm gonna show you how we do it in the office and then how you can do it at home too.
Okay.
So usually, the most important thing is to degrease the skin. That is the technical term.
That is, by the way, story of my life. I'm constantly trying to degrease
the
skin.
Yes, and you know in the office, we use acetone, which is like nail polish remover.
Oh, wait, really quickly, before we get started, you guys, I want to make sure you get this. We have a QR code up there for you so you can scan, so you can get everything you need to try this at home. Okay.
Right. So what we'll do, though, at home is we're going to use a toner. This is my Albright toner. It has, like, a lot of good, like, antioxidants.
Great.
Vitamin C, niacinamide.
And you have no makeup on right now.
Correct. Yes. Okay. She doesn't have any on her face. And you can see the little peach fuzz. So what dermaplaning is going to do, this is really nice because it's going to obviously prep the skin and
degrease it. I mean, it really did do a good job there.
And you can see those vellus hairs. Those are the little peach fuzz hairs that we have,
and
right?
And is that the main point of dermaplaning? We want to get rid of the peach fuzz, or do we want to get rid of, like, texture on the skin?
Both, actually, because it's also exfoliating you.
Okay.
So by shaving the skin, essentially, this is what we use in the office. This is a dermablade. Dermaplaning. This is with a 14 blade, but you can get them at the drugstore
too. Can I play with this?
Yes, you
can. They're like, don't touch it.
You can. It's like a straight blade, like at the barber, right? So what you do, the most important thing to do is to keep the skin taut. I'm going to turn your head this way a little bit here. So you want to keep your skin taut so that you can kind of pull this out. And it's so satisfying to see too.
I'm going
to
get closer.
You can see the peach fuzz. I'll bring it even.
Oh my God, I see all the little hairs coming off.
Look at that. I promise I won't shave your real hair on your scalp.
So is this kind of good to make to kind of sculpt your hairline if you want? Like, could you do this with your brows?
Yes, absolutely. There's smaller ones that you can do. You can take one of those home with you. So what this is doing is it's doing two things. It's exfoliating the skin, getting rid of the dry, dull layer, so it improves the texture.
I can already see that little patch is so much better.
And also, though, it then what it's going to do is it's also going to increase the penetration of topical products that you put on your skin, and it also increases the efficiency of, like, laser treatments. Like, if I do CO2 laser resurfacing, the hair gets in the way, and you treat the hair and not the skin.
Wow.
So it makes your skin look so beautiful. Also, your makeup sits better.
Better,
without the hair there.
How often can you do this?
Usually, people will do it, like, once a month or maybe twice a month. It depends on how quickly your hair grows.
Okay.
You know?
And you do it all over the face?
Yes, but most of the time, we have it on the outside, but you can do it between your eyebrows. You know, you can do it on the top of your nose if you have hairs there. But people are using it mainly to shave the area and exfoliate and also get rid of those vellus hairs, the peach fuzz hairs.
The peach fuzz hairs.
Yes.
Okay, and is this better? Would you recommend doing this at night or in the morning?
I would do it at night. In the morning, I can't even look straight. So
that's,
I mean, you should work here. I'm holding a blade like this. I don't want to miss. And I also think that we're swollen in the morning, too. So you probably are going to get the hair better at the closer to the root, right? So I'm going to finish this with actually my clear out mask. This is so nice because it has sulfur. Yeah, it smells good, too, like medicinal smell.
Oh, I love
it's
that smell.
Really, yes. Don't, isn't that like a great smell?
Really
it's like
good.
A treatment.
It's a common smell.
Yes, it's just so soothing. And this actually will increase the penetration of this, right?
Okay.
And so now she sits there for like 10, 15 minutes with this. She can put it all over her face if she wants. Wipes it off with a towel. You can do this 2 to 3 times a day. Really great thing for the pandemic. We're trying to get rid of all the dust bunnies.
Yep.
And come out of our house and try to be free, you know, out in the real world.
So I have a question. Does the hair grow back?
Yes,
it
hair
does.
Always is going to grow back.
By the way, hair does always grow back. Can you, if you have some chin hair, can you? I mean, just asking for a friend. Okay.
But what I would say, I always tell my patients to have a pact with your girlfriends because you never want to end up in a coma and then wake up 3 months later and you got crazy goat hairs, right? You got to have somebody trim your brows. You
all
gotta,
of it. Okay.
You got to have someone take care of you.
Take note, but Justin. Yes. If I'm ever in a coma, you need to come trim my brows.
I'll be there for you too. We'll take care of you. But I mean, your hair does grow back. Your hair does not grow back fuller. Otherwise, people who are maybe balding, they might want to shave it. I mean, it doesn't make sense, right? Your hair doesn't grow back fuller. It's just that when you shave it, it gets stubby. So, like, you get that stubby, blunt end, and so it might feel like there's more hair going back. But in this case, it's vellus hair. It's that fine hair, so you're not really going to feel that super stubbiness.
Can men use this around their hairline, too?
Yeah, sure, they can, but they have the razor. So they're kind of doing this.
Right.
Every day, you know? We don't have to do it every day, luckily.
Yeah, that's true. Are there any other steps, though, that we're missing at all? Or is this, it's basically this simple?
This is this simple. The main thing is when you do dermaplaning, obviously it takes us longer to do the whole face.
Of course.
You really want to keep the skin taut and you want to be gentle. I mean, this is why it can be tough in little nooks and crannies of the face.
Yep.
Because you have to turn corners and things like that.
It's involved.
Yeah. Small little strokes. Start on the sides of the cheeks first.
Okay.
You know, and move from there.
You guys. A queen. Thank you so much. You guys can watch Dr. Pimple Popper Wednesdays on TLC.
Are you going to watch?
Of course. I said to her, I can watch the little ones. I cannot watch the huge. The big ones kill me.
But it's such a good story, though.
It is. Yes. It's happy, but it's a lot of stuff. All right, coming up, why Kanye's living at a stadium. Would you do it? We'll be right back.
Let's play a round of would you do it?
Okay.
Now, Kanye West was so apparently inspired by the crowd at his listening party last week that he decided to move into the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta until he finishes his album that was supposed to be out last Friday, but that was supposed to be out last November.
Right.
Would you do this?
Well, you know rich people got money. See, this is something she could do.
Oh, yeah.
But also,
she could do it.
What is the facility offering?
So there is an apartment. Like, each owner has a live-in apartment. I've been in one in a stadium before. They're really fab. They're like 3,000 square feet. Like, I think he's just, I honestly think he's trying to stall.
He's just being Kanye. He's stalling. He's trying to, like, also, like, give us a different headline because it was supposed to drop last Friday. Like, why is it taking so long?
Why did I wake up at 5:30 trying to get this?
Well, get it done.
I mean, it was not complete even as they did it. I mean, it was not complete. Jay-Z reportedly had did his verse, like, maybe 4 hours before the actual show.
In the Mercedes.
Right. He was, like, in the bathroom. So they set up this area for where it's a studio, can hang out. Maybe he can complete it. I don't know.
You know what? Only Kanye gets away with this, right?
Exactly.
It's only Kanye. He's on another planet.
He's wearing the same red outfit. Change.
Right.
Can you make it blue? Pink?
And that mask, isn't he suffocating?
Let's go to somebody who is good at fashion, but bad at timing. Fashion designer Marc Jacobs is sharing a play-by-play of something most celebs keep secret, his facelift. Mm. Last week, he posted this post-surgery pic with the hashtag #EffingGravity, and he keeps on sharing updates. Do you guys love how open he's been? Or would you want to keep some sense of mystery? I'm not mad at the fact that he got a facelift, but I'm mad at the fact that he got a facelift. I'm just mad that he didn't do it in the year that we were sitting our asses at home.
They probably weren't doing surgery. I mean, yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, you're right.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm here for it. Like, I'm happy for him. He made a decision. I like that he's being open about it. I mean, this feels very on brand for Marc Jacobs. He's kind of fabulous and owns it. I cannot look at the photo with the
dreams.
With the what?
The drains.
Oh.
Have you never picked the white lady up from a surgery?
No, isn't that weird? Because my mom doesn't get that stuff done. You know what I mean? She's like a light Botox girl. She's never done like this kind of stuff. I would love for that to happen.
I had 20 years ago, I got a nose job. And I stayed awake for my nose job.
I'm sorry.
What?
Who?
20 years ago.
How did you stay awake?
They do it in the twilight.
I didn't want the Michael Jackson nose, and I didn't trust the doctor. And so...
So what happened, Lonnie?
So you're a sports expert, you're a constitutional analyst, you're a talk show host, and now you're a plastic surgeon's assistant.
I was awake. He just gave me a sedative, because it was just a simple nose job.
What do you mean, a simple nose job?
Because I had, like, a hump here, and I was like, it was, like, maybe 2 inches, so we took, like, 2 inches off, and then we did it like that, but I didn't want a tooth, and I was going, woo, woo, like that. I was awake. Yeah.
By the way, you made it sound like it was so easy. She's been talking about this nose for 7+ years.
I was supposed to get it before I came back, and then I had thyroid issues.
And this is the thing. It was 20 years ago. So now times have changed. It's modern. It's a lot more, you know, it's like that.
I cannot believe you were awake, so you felt the break?
Yeah.
No, yeah. Lonnie, that's not how it goes.
I was afraid. I didn't want to get the hee-hee.
No, all right, you got it. Up next, how fast can you put on eyeliner? Not the hee-hee. As fast as this girl, we're going to try it after the break.
Oh, we are?
Hee-hee. Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, you guys, we are going to skip the tutorial because we have gotten a flood of questions about Lonnie and her nose job that she got while she was awake so she could assist the person.
That's insane.
Had you ever heard about that before? People staying awake to tell them?
How did you get them to agree to do that?
He was a doctor. He was like, do you want to be awake? And he's like, I'll just, you know, numb this part. It wasn't like, see, if you get all the other stuff, then you got to go to sleep.
But if you're taking in 2 inches on either side of your nose, that involves some cutting and some stitching.
Uh-huh. That's not the part.
I got sick yesterday.
All of this.
How are they numbing?
All of this was numb, and I was laying like this. And as he was like, and I remember he took the saw and he was sawing.
Wait,
and he had, and then he had a mirror. He said, and I was like, let me look at the mirror. And I was like, a little more. And then like this.
You guys, we cannot go through this with Lonnie anymore.
No.
Set the DVR right now because you do not want to miss tomorrow's show.
You're going to come to my nose job. It is good.
We got a J-Lo conspiracy theory that will blow your mind.
By the way,
plus new interviews with Emily Blunt and The Rock. And check out Nightly Rock tonight at 11:30 and come back every weekday at 11.
He put lip liner on, just so y'all know.
Yeah. What's that? I feel pretty.
He said, wait.
I feel pretty.
Bye.